Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weekdays, 10 to noon on 910 The Fan, and to a internet near you, the Richmonder, coming very, very soon in September. Our buddy Michael Phillips joins us. Miguel, it sounds like Dan Quinn's talking about a wide receiver competition for targets behind Terry McLaurin. Is that kind of come as a surprise? And big picture, what should we make of that?
Well, it's not great. You look at the last few first-round picks, and they're kind of all in this spot, right? Jamin Davis doesn't have a defined position. Emmanuel Forbes is needing to prove himself in the second half of preseason games. It certainly sheds light on how we got here in terms of a four-win team needing to rebuild. This is surprising because I think 2 years ago we'd all agree it was a good rookie season for Jahan Dotson. Obviously, he didn't win any Rookie of the Year awards, but he looked good. He had a hamstring injury. He played through it. There was potential there. Last year, everybody was a dud, but I didn't have him circled as guy who needs to be on notice this year. Let me tell you what, Dan Quinn has circled him. He is a guy who needs to be on notice this year now.
Trace McSorley signed at quarterback, likely to play Saturday night. What did you think of that addition?
It would be nice, allow me to get an earlier bedtime, so I appreciate that, obviously, as a guy with kids
can
go to bed a little earlier. You know, if they didn't sign him, it was Jaden Daniels and Jeff Driscoll, and obviously if something happens to Jeff Driscoll, you don't want your starter going in the second half of a preseason game. There's no long-term here. He's just a guy who needs to eat some innings during a contractually obligated football game on Saturday.
Is there somebody that isn't being discussed enough right now for you, whether it's like someone flying under the radar is due for a breakout, whether it's maybe an issue? Give me a guy that you want to shine a spotlight on.
It's tough to know what the radar is, but it's Mike Sanristel for me. He's the cornerback, and I'm borderline with that. I think everybody nods when they hear his name now. I don't think he's a secret. He reminds me of Terry McLaurin after being drafted. Remember Terry McLaurin, third round? He's a leader of men, and he's a captain, and he'll be on all the special teams, and you'll love this guy, right? That was the story. He's a Michigan man, and everybody at Michigan loved him and rallied around him. And then they show up, and like all of a sudden they're like, oh, wait, he can play football too. I remember second week of training camp, McLaurin was not on special teams. Somebody asked Jay Gruden about it, and Jay was like, yeah, that dude ain't playing special teams anymore. Same with Sanristel. That dude's a corner, and that dude's a starting corner right now. And the sooner you get on the bandwagon, the smarter you're going to look.
Where are you worried about this roster?
Yeah, a lot of places. I probably start on the offensive line. That's an easy one. Wide receiver, now that you know that Jahan Dotson's on the ropes, is one. Tight end, it's about what does Zach Ertz have? How much blocking can you get out of John Bates? I just don't know if they've surrounded Jaden Daniels with enough skill players to make his life easier in his rookie year. I think they're making things harder for him. On defense, you'd probably start at corner. Look at the teams they're playing early in the year, man. If you're going to beat Cincinnati, if you're going to beat Baltimore, you're going to need to lock down three different receivers on every play. I don't know if this team can do that right now.
In terms of this defense, are we what's a success for them being better than they were last year? Because they were ranked dead last in just about any category. We all think they're going to be better. How much, and how much should we go, you know what, that's a good enough improvement for year one?
You know, I've got the number 20 in mind, right? If they're the 20th best defense in football, I think you've made the strides, done your roster evaluation. You want to salvage as many of these guys as you can, because that makes Adam Peters' job easier, right? If you can salvage Emmanuel Forbes, if you can get Benjamin St. Juice back to form, if you can find a spot for Jamin Davis, right? I just saved you three free agent acquisitions. I just saved you draft picks you can go use to make your quarterback's life easier. To me, it's about how many of these guys, because they had talent. You drafted in the NFL, you have talent. How many of these guys can they revive their careers and not have to replace them this offseason, which accelerates the rebuild?
Michael, thank you, buddy. Good catching up.
Take care, guys.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.